Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim in the Torah Rep Tzedek HaKoyim Yilvin Sitka Sitzadik Os Nun. Shir should be a special for Chayu Chay B'Feg Bas Michal Dispasya and for Dina Baruch Bas Esther Adasa and for Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviv Elishev Baruch Atzal Chum Asay Hideyem and the Nishmas Elisha Chanina Ben Harab Aaron Avram Al kol minei Yeshua shel Hashem yisbarach l'adam yesh be'ito v'achishena zachu achishena. And all types of Yeshuas, all types of salvations of Hashem, that Hashem saves a person, whether it's in physical matters, material matters, or whether it's in spiritual matters, there are two ways the Yeshua can come. It says in the pasuk in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22, Ati geula, ani Hashem be'ito achishena, I Hashem, in the proper time, I will hasten it. So one is be'ita on the proper time. There's a certain time the gula has to happen, and that's when it has to happen. And then there's achishena, I'm going to hasten the gula and make it come faster. Chazal say that if there's Jewish people are zoicha, then it's going to be achishena. It's going to be faster. If they're not zoicha, then it's going to be be'ita. Chas v'sham lo zachu be'ita. So too, a person can have two types of yeshuas. You can have be'ita, ha'inu shekval chaseh lo adova v'utzame mishtokek v'nitzrach lo. He really lacks it, and he's thirsty for it, and he yearns for it, and he needs it. V'cheinu b'ita l'inyin ha'mishpiyas m'shech v'shiyo kol tzmim l'shirot tzv lo yashu me'itz acheres l'shu tzv'al mu'v l'matzgu kama ma'amar izal b'zeh. And so too with the be'ita, with regard to the coming of the Mashiach, when everybody is going to be thirsty for his salvation, and there's going to be no other etza for the salvation of the Jewish people, and this is understood to a intelligent person. With this, he can explain various ma'amare chazal. So that's number one. Number one is be'ita. That's when you have your salvation. Number two is achishena. Hainu terem yikru shemakdim refu alamaka. And that's before you even call out, as the Mitzudis there says in the pasuk in Isaiah 65:24. Term yikru vanien elamalos sheilas levavam od lo yikru lesbal b'peh, that a Kadosh Baruch was makd in refuah lemaka. He's going to bring the Yeshua, the refuah, before we feel the chisaron, before we feel the maka. He's already going to bring the Yeshua. So according to the explanation about the two types of Yeshuas, we can understand the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 133b. Rav Ilish made a mistake in Advar Lacha, and Rava saved him from passing like this Lamaisa, and he was embarrassed. In order to console him, Rava called out the pasuk Ani Hashem Beita Achishena. Zeh Sheramaz Rava LeRav Ilish B'Mashikara Olav. He was meramez when he called out this pasuk Beita Achishena. Son Olomar Shlo Zachal Achishena. That it was at the proper time, that he had already made a mistake. He already made the mistake with Dvar Halacha. So now it's Be'ita. He didn't catch him before he made the mistake. But HaKopanim, it was Be'ita. When he needed it, when he needed the Yeshua, he got the Yeshua. And again, he didn't have it achishena before he made the mistake in the first place. So to every Jewish person, even if he's in a lo zacha, so Hashem is going to be mezamin the Yeshua be'ita in the proper time. And if it's not there yet, if the Yeshua is not there yet, you know, shadayin in tzarchle, you don't need it yet. Yuchal li'os built, and you could be without it. So this is really, so many things here that Rav Tzadok teaches are so practical for us, and our lives and our perspectives, just to know if Yeshua hasn't come, that's because you don't really need it yet. Otherwise it would have come. So in the previous Os, we saw that the Yekar Hachanas Adam LeYeshuas Hashem is to recognize that he needs the Yeshua. And this will explain that when we vanquish the Yetzer Hara, that happens when he knows that every victory is only with the help of Hashem. And the pasuk of Sheker Achein Vehev LaYofi Yishiyirz Hashem Hitis Halal, Chazal Darsh and Sheker Achein, Zeh Yosef. That the Nitzachon of Yosef, when he was Oymei Neged the Pitui of Eishes Potiphar, is only Chein and Sheker. That's not a real victory. That's like a, it's a false victory. That's a weaker victory. That's like a, I always think of sports. I haven't really gotten over my childhood obsession with sports. So it's like winning a game in the preseason game. So that's Sheker Achein. So you can, you know, go undefeated in the preseason, but spring training, but it doesn't really help you in the real competition. Behel Leofi is Boaz. So he was Omed Neged Yitzro. B'toikef is Gabrus Hataiva Belaila. When Rus came to him, that's Yofi and Hevel. It's all nice, but it's hot air. It's Hevel. So we have Yosef's victory, we have Boaz's victory, but Yiras Hashem Hitis Halo. Who is that? That's Palti ben Laish. That his victory, that he didn't touch Michal Bat Shaul the whole 20 years, from the time he married her until David HaMelech took her back. She had already been married to David. And Shaul gives Michal to Palti ben Laish. And she was with him for 22 years until she went back to David. Chazal Darshan, that he was crying and they brought her back. And he put a sword in between them and he said, anybody who does this Aveira should be stabbed with this sword. Gemara says, so why was he crying? Gemara answers, because he lost the mitzvah. So that's an amazing idea. Palti ben Laish, 22 years, that's true Yiras Hashem. So the truth is, it's hard for a human being to come to such a victory. And the whole koach of Palti ben Laish was that Migodol Yiras Hashem, Shelo Bikesh Mi Hashem Yizbarach, Shehu Yishmor V'yatzeh Losi Menachet. He asked that God should save him from sin. So then he knew that he can go on with his life. Because the only way you can be sure of yourself is if you pray to Hashem and Hashem help you. Hashem help you beat the Yetzer. So that's why it says, called the Shtadlus Adam, your own Shtadlus and Shvirus HaYetzer is called Chen and Yofi Levad. It's charm, Sheker Achein. It's false charm. It's the vanity of beauty. Shehu Sheker, which isn't true. It's Hevel, which is only temporary. She'eino Kiyum La'ad. It doesn't last forever, and therefore it's not true. Truth is eternal. Svasem is Tikon La'ad. Truth is eternal. And that's why that's God's Choysim, Choysim Oy Emes. Aleph Mem Tov. And Rishon and Imachron and Bodai and Elokim was, is, and will be. So that the only true kiyum is when it's constant, and that's achieved by davening to Hashem. Kol shtalus and shiras yetzer b'tayves, all the effort of a person in breaking his yetzer and tayves is called a chen and yofi levad. Shu sheker v'hevel, it's falsehood. Shener kimla does not last forever. Yetzer misgabu chol yom. Ulay mocha lo yinatzchenu. Maybe the next day, he won't beat the yetzer. But again, Palti ben Layish had special siyua Elokim. He had special yiras Hashem that helped him last forever. Such a victory for so many years, not to touch a woman like that, is superhuman, and it's superhuman because God enabled that. Ki yetzer misgabru b'chol yom. Every day the yetzer is misgabru. V'lay mocha lo yinatzchenu. Today you beat the yetzer. Who says tomorrow you're going to beat the yetzer? Rak ha'ikar. Somebody wants to be menatzeach the yetzer hara for always. Ha'ikar. Not to be samech on yourself. Not to rely on yourself. V'vakesh mi Hashem yisparach shiyah be'ezra. To ask Hashem to help you save from the yetzer hara. Shezeo miftach ne'eman. This is something you can truly depend upon. Ki goel lo chai. Because your goel is alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chai v'kayim. God, he's eternal. He's true life. True life never ends. And therefore, you know God's going to be with you because God's always going to be around. That's the Nitzachon of Yosef, who overcame this seduction of Eishes Potiphar. And that's called Chain, because it's not Yofi Gamor. Not complete beauty, because he wasn't completely clean. Like Chazal tell us, Yatsu Tipin, little drops of semen came out of his nails. That's why it's called Sheker. Because even then it wasn't a complete victory over the eights, or even temporarily. Rabbeinu says in Sefer Yisrael Kedoshim and Osvav, "Achenu mashim miskabel ba'enei bnei adam." Chen is what is viewed by people. Afal pishen or yafa kol kach b'emes, even though it's in truth not so beautiful, like it says, "Vati Esther no says chen ba'enei kol ro'er," so she's chen in the eyes of people who see her. And the Gemara says in Megillah famously, 13a, that she was green, but she had special chesed, so it's what people see. That even if you're not worthy, God will still be bestow upon you, grant you, be kind to you. Okay, Amar, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech says, Chain is sheker, and that it's not hevel. Because what's the sheker? The sheker is that it's really not beautiful. People view it that way, but it's really not that way. So Yafeh is really beautiful. It's not only subjective. But Chayin is subjective beauty. And that's why here it was only subjective. It looked good, but in fact it wasn't, because it was Sheker. Because the teep and the drops came out of his nails. It was mamish bursting at the seams, literally bursting with taiva, with desire. And Baruch Hashem, he overcame it. He didn't touch her. But there was still something that came out that was still impure. And that's the victory of Boaz, which was greater than the victory of Yosef against the Tokef Hiskabalus HaTaiva. Because true Yofi is a body that's clean of all Taivas. So the Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Yitzhak Kadosh in 25b that Ikra Yofi who rak b'makom gather erva v'atzimus ayin mitaybis ras. You want to know what beautiful is? Beautiful is not looking at the beautiful girl. That's beautiful. That's true beauty. Hevel Yofi zeh Boaz. So Boaz was beautiful. He overcame the taiva. He overcame. He didn't touch Rus until they got married. But still it's Hevel, even though it's objectively beautiful, it's still Hevel. Why? Shamru Sham Gamken Shinaskashe. His Aver became hard Al Korcho to test him. It says in the Pasik, Vahiba Chatsia Laila Viachor Ish Vailope Sina Isha Shafelis Magaloisa. So Chazal Darshan that even though he didn't touch her, and even though there was no Sheikh Vazera, so it was better than Yosef, but still, it was Kishriya Aver. Come on, let's learn. Vayelo Ataiva V'Yetzer. So he had the Taiva, he had the Yetzer. I'm always so impressed by how, or often impressed by how open the Torah and Chazal are about these great people. You're really getting deep into the kishkas of what they were feeling. I wouldn't want people to know that about me, but the Chazal are telling us, no, it's what they call in modern psychology normalization. Don't think that you're crazy, you're weird, you're off the derech. Look at these great people, they also struggle. Like the famous letter of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal and Igros Pachav Yitzchak. That everybody has struggles. We only hear about the victories, we don't hear about the struggles. Chazal told us about the struggles. He gave himself strength, overpowered the Yetzer, it was only temporary. Because this isn't going to be, there's no way, he still had this taiva. So he can overcome it temporarily. He said it would have lasted. She was a single girl. She was a pnuya. She was right next to him. Nobody was around. He didn't know this is going to be written up. We're going to be having a shir on it a few thousand years later. Everyone's going to be talking about it for generations, what a tzaddik he was. He didn't know. When you're in the moment, it's much harder. But he overcame. But again, it was only temporarily. And that's palti. He was going and crying on this mitzvah that went away from him. So Yosef and Boaz, they were overcame with their own kochos. And they were happy when the Nisayin was over. The Palti had special help from Hashem. That's why it's called Paltiel in the Pasuk. Palto kel min avera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from sin. So he had the siyata d'shmaya, it wasn't mikoch hishtadlusa, it was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him consistently. So apparently he didn't even come to Kishrei Aver. It was completely yirayin, completely pure. So we should be zochet to the Ezer Aloki, we should daven for the Ezer Aloki. True year. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Sai, this was amazing. And hopefully we will continue and we will see more and more flaws. Mitaras Hashem. Thanks so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.